No, never. How you guys doing?
To have to get him a little further up in the return game, just in case some guys are going to try to kind of pooch it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we were doing the other night after we scored. We were moving around, and it was kind of a little bit of a chess match, and Green Bay did a good job, and I thought we responded well, and we went back and forth, and we had a couple more good plays. They had a couple good plays, so we're always going to have to be prepared for that. We normally are anyway, because, last 2 years, quite honestly, we had a pretty good returner here as well, and we're in that same boat. And when people are going to start kicking away from our returner, we're going to have to be, sound and make sure we secure the ball. And make sure we get the ball as far up the field as we can.
Does that change your personality as far as the up guys, just to make sure they're a little more sure-handed, or
No,
do you
not
usually have them?
necessarily. Not necessarily. It's not a hands team situation per se. It's more of a. It's more. I would change the back end of it. Having guys back there that I trust that are going to catch the ball.
See return men have to take the ball out from 7, 8 yards deep in the end zone when kickers are booming the ball so
It
deep.
depends on the philosophy, probably, of the head coach or who they have back there. To be quite honest, if they've got an average returner and they're only going to get it to the 15, maybe half the time, probably not going to take them out. But the teams that have good returners are the ones that are taking the most chances this week. And we play Dallas. This guy, Dwayne Harris, is having a great year, and they're going to bring him out, and we have to be prepared for that.
Does Cordero have a green light pretty much from anywhere now?
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking to him about it since the spring. I mean, we're going to put him 9 deep, and depending on the situation. Hopefully, we get in a situation where we're up by a couple touchdowns and they're kicking off and we're alert for any type of kick, maybe a surprise onside, and maybe we tell him to take a knee there just to be sound. But in terms of trying to make him a productive player or continue to be a productive player, we've got to give him a green light.
How do you compare and contrast those two guys, Cordero and Percy?
Somebody asked me that the other day. I think Percy was probably maybe a little bit more explosive once he hit the seam. I think Cordero's got great vision. And both have great long speed as well, and they're both tough. I mean, people are bouncing off guy. Both of them, they're very similar, different body types, but very similar type returners.
Player pretty much go from any distance at this point.
I think he was anyway. I mean, a couple weeks ago, maybe you think about it twice, but yeah, I think he's fine now. He's fine.
He's fine now.
Yes. He kicked off well the other night. Kicked one, I think, to start the second half completely out of the end zone, almost in the stands. I mean, he's ready.
Seemed like they took on their kickoffs took the tact later in the game of trying to just drive it to one of the sides and
Right.
not let him get to it. Do you ever consider putting a second guy deep as
Absolutely.
well?
Sure, we'll consider that if we feel like we need to, part of the game plan, or we don't think that Cordell can get to one corner or the other. They changed their kickoff guy. They had the punter Mastey in to start the game, and Crosby's so good at just almost like trick kicks, and he did a good job with those.
Are those more ideal? If he can get to one of those, are those more ideal to bring out because they don't have the hang time? Or?
Depends on what we have called, and usually I'm going to base a call based on what I think they're going to kick. And if he can get to one of those, and we've got the right call on, it could be good for us.
So if you do split him, is it Sherrill's then, or who's the second guy?
Yeah, he'd be a definite option, sure. Yep.
Your turn.
It was a great punt. Usually on those type of returns, especially the way they hit the guy, they hit it so fast. As a more of a line drive punt. It was a 4.8, I think, 52 yards, 4.8 yard, 4.8 hang time. We didn't squeeze like we should. We weren't over the ball like we should have been, and they did a really nice job of blocking us. To be quite honest, we got pushed by the play a couple guys, and that should never happen. I was shocked the way we've been covering punts the last 2 years. I was shocked. So hopefully that's been resolved. That one hurt. That one hurt against a good team, obviously. Good. Thanks,
All right,
guys. Have a
thanks.
Good day. Happy Halloween to you.
Ha ha ha.